Hello, it's on this day. It's Tuesday, the 12th of May. I've started saying the days at the top, Neil, after I got caught out the other week. I was all over the place. I think I called 4 days. I was like a granddad with the grandkids. Dave, Alan, George. So I'm starting learning the days now. Hey, we've all got our goals, haven't we? Do you know what I mean? Keep your eyes, know the day.
I just ask myself if it's a bank holiday and go from there.
Yeah, am I in work, right? Get up, do on this day. I've been loving this, to be honest with you. I love this start of my morning. It's really helped me in terms of having the routine, and it's been really interesting to explore some of these games, remember some of them back, and also to, you know, to bring it back to present day and to think sort of, you know, how far we've come and lessons learned and stuff like that. So hopefully everyone's still enjoying them. We've had some really nice feedback, so it seems like you are. But we've got 3 games from Liverpool's history to go through today. The first one, we're going all the way back to 2001, and it's the FA Cup final. It's Liverpool 2, Arsenal 1. Just for a bit of context, Liverpool had already won the League Cup that season, and we're going for the treble. Arsenal were actually second in the Premier League ahead of Liverpool, but way behind Man United, so this was the big one for them. And it was at Cardiff, Neil, which was a fun place to go. We all loved Cardiff. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said for stadia right slap bang in the middle of cities. I think it's a really important point of the Cardiff thing. One of the big issues, and it's fine, by the way, this isn't me having a go, but one of the big issues with Wembley, and I understand why, because it's not like they could have just dropped it into Leicester Square, but one of the big issues with Wembley is that it's a trek outside of London, and it doesn't actually feel that much like you're in London, to be honest with you.
No, not at all.
From a Liverpool point of view, There's a really strong, well, what's the point of even going into London in the first place?
If you drive, you don't see London at all. Yeah. If you get the train, at least you're going into London and feels like that. If you drive, you might as well be in Milton Keynes.